If you're in the middle of an argument with a family member, a friend, a coworker, maybe someone at the PTA, well, you can always reach out to us, and we'll try to help you out with Mediation Monday. And you can always join in by texting us, 844-649-1051. Let's help out Molly. Hey, Molly.
Hi.
So welcome to Mediation Monday. Who exactly have you been kind of going the rounds with?
Well, this is about an issue with my husband. I've been married to Raymond for 13 years now, and I listen to you guys every morning while I bring the kids to school.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
So we have maybe a little bit of a family problem maybe you can help us with.
Okay. Yeah. With the kids, first of all, how many kids do you have?
We have three.
Three kids. Is it a problem, like a parenting issue?
Kind of. It's more about the house, I'd say.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, like I said, we've been married for 13 years, and we dated for 3 years before that. And I'd kind of like to have some help cleaning the house, because I've never seen him wash a dish in all those years. And he went right from his mom's house to marrying me, so he may never have washed a dish in his life.
I get that.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I've seen that a lot of times to where, especially here in Utah, they go from living at home
right
to married, because everybody gets married so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
To where, yeah, they've always had somebody to take care of them.
And has it just kind of been your, quote, duty in the house? Is that the idea? And he just kind of expects you to do it?
Yeah, we've fought about it, over the years. It's just ridiculous, and I'm hoping you guys can help.
Yeah, I mean, we can absolutely try. I think we can do it on twofold. One, let's get your husband Raymond's phone number from you, and we'll call him up and we'll kind of talk to him and get his side of everything. And then number two, Mediation Monday, we are helping out Molly. She and Raymond have been married for 13 years, and according to Molly, in that time, Raymond has really not helped out with the house.
Nope.
Done a lot of the cleaning duties, specifically dishes. She says that Raymond went right from mom's house to being married, and she's like, I don't know if he's ever done a dish in his life, and we're going to try to help her out. Molly, did I get all that correct?
Sounds right.
Okay, cool. We do have your husband, Raymond, on. He's agreed to be on. Hey, Raymond.
Hey.
So you kind of heard what we're talking about. Obviously, your wife, Molly, is on right now. We're trying to get both sides of the story, and, of course, we're going to take text messages as well. So what's the deal? You just don't do the dishes?
I mean, no, I don't, but it's because I work, 50 plus hours a week. It's carpentry. It's labor. So I always get back and I'm really tired. And, the agreement is kind of, she's the homemaker. And so it seems like dishes fall under that umbrella of a homemaker. And I don't understand why I work all day at my job, making sure that I can pay the bills, and come back and her job isn't done.
Molly, have you heard this before from Raymond?
Yep, every time. And I've told him before that it's not that I'm not working all day. Just because I stay at home, I don't get to leave work at the end of the day. I'm on call 24 hours, and there's more than that amount of work to do in the house.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get some of the housework done too, though. I mean, whenever something breaks or, got to go out and shovel the snow, I take care of those types of things. So I don't understand why those aren't enough house duties.
Well, that comes up, not that often, really, and it just would be nice to share some of the responsibility for the everyday stuff.
Could you imagine if one day, like, Molly was gone picking up the kids, she came home and Raymond had, like, done the dishes? Like,
oh, yeah, the look on her face.
She's so happy.
It'd be the craziest thing ever. Obviously, so Raymond, you feel like you guys have agreed on splitting the duties. You've got one half of it. You're going to be the guy who you're going to bring home the bacon. You're going to make sure the house is kind of kept together and nothing's breaking.
Yard work is done.
Most houses, though, they don't really, I guess, do you have like rules of where I do this and you do that? Isn't it really like just all hands on deck?
Yeah, at our house?
It is for mine.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think that I just try to do whatever to try to help out.
I guess it's different for you guys, though, because you both work. Like, Jen's not a homemaker.
No.
So I understand. I guess what should have happened is before you guys got together and before you decided, like before you decided what your roles were, how to talk about it.
16 years ago.
Yeah, but we're a little late for this now.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's not like we wrote up a contract about this. You know, right. I kind of thought there would be a little more help.
Man. I think we just need help from you, our listeners. Text us 844-649-1051. Where do you go from here? Like, Raymond seems like he's pretty set in his ways of this is how it's been. This is what it's been agreed upon. I'm not changing. And Molly's saying, hey, come on, just once in a while.
Yeah. Little, run the dishwasher.
Run the dishwasher. No big deal. It'll be amazing. So we'll take your text next, and hopefully, guys, it can help you out, okay?
Thank you.